AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino sought to shift the narrative from that of a five-year-old boy detained by ICE officers in Minneapolis by attacking the news media for, in his view, insufficient coverage of children who have lost parents to violence by people in the country illegally. He called it double standard phenomenon.
American citizens that are arrested daily here in Minneapolis, are they separated from their children and families? Absolutely, as they should be. Criminals face consequences. But yet that double standard does not seem to apply to illegal aliens. Why is that?
Organizers say more than 700 businesses across Minnesota have closed for the day today in solidarity with anti-immigration enforcement protesters. The AP Sagar Magani reports on a spat between President Trump and a northern neighbor.
At the World Economic Forum Wednesday, Canadian leader Mark Carney condemned coercion by big powers on smaller countries.
We compete with each other to be the most accommodating. This is not sovereignty. It's the performance of sovereignty while accepting subordination.
He did not mention the president by name. But a day later, the president did mention Carney.
Canada lives because of the United States. Remember that, Mark, the next time you make your statement?
On CTV hours later.
Canada doesn't live because of the United States. Canada thrives because we are Canadian.
The president responded by revoking an invitation for Carney to join his Board of Peace. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Another world leader is speaking out against President Trump. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer wants an apology and says it's appalling and insulting for the president to say troops from non-U.S. NATO countries avoided the front lines during the Afghanistan war. This is AP News. The southern African nation of Malawi is rolling out cholera vaccinations.
In a bid to stem the threat of a disease that kills tens of thousands of people globally each year, yet it's avoidable with access to clean water, largely treatable with rehydration medicine, and has effective vaccines. Blantyre resident Ali Nafa Kamula tells the AP, "The water we're consuming is not safe. It looks good to our eyes, but it's not really good. I believe this water has germs, because we're not sure of what's flowing into it and the source of the stream." While Harriet George, also from Blantyre, says, "I have seen that there's an outbreak of cholera in my area, and I decided to come with my children to get vaccinated." Malawi hopes to be giving out 24,000 of the oral vaccines as a start, though health officials say many more are needed for the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.